welcome to Current Situations. It's your girl, Noelle Jones Live, with the beautiful Renee Reeves. What's your situation?
What's your situation?
Hey, how you feeling today, girl?
I am so excited. This is just absolutely awesome. I'm so ready to see what everyone's situation is.
So am I. I am so excited. And once again, listeners, thanks for tuning in. My first guest today is a young upcoming singer-songwriter by the name of Chloe Brown. Chloe Brown.
Hi, Chloe.
Hey, Chloe.
Hi.
How are you, Chloe?
Guys. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you agreed. Now, Chloe, she has just released her current hit, Bad Doctor. Chloe, thank you so much for being here. Where
thank
are you from,
guys,
Chloe? Oh, my pleasure. Where are you from?
Well, currently I live in Henderson, Nevada, near Las Vegas, but I moved actually from California when I was a little girl.
Oh, okay. And when did you first start singing? Chloe?
Chloe. Oh, no, I hope we don't have a loser.
Okay, come on, Chloe. When did you first start singing?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
Okay, Chloe's back. When did you first start singing, girl?
I first started singing, everyone said, as soon as I was able to talk. So I guess I just needed to know enough words to be able to sing to the song. So basically since then.
Okay, and how old are you now, Chloe, if you don't mind me asking?
Right now, I just recently, a few months ago, turned 16.
Oh, my goodness, sweet 16. You go, girl. And... what was the first song that you ever sang?
The first song I ever remember singing was Up by Shania Twain, and that was when I was around 2 or 3.
And oh, my goodness.
Basically, the reason I would be singing that was my mom would take me to pick up my older brothers from school, and I'd always be falling asleep in the car. And so she'd be blasting Up by Shania Twain to try to keep me up from falling asleep. And sadly for her, it did not work out.
Well, oh, my God, yes, it did, because you have a beautiful voice. So maybe that was your talent and training.
Yeah.
So tell me, Chloe, who's your musical inspiration?
Well, I find musical inspiration in so many different, not only people, but genres, but... a lot of the people I've drawn my own voice from have been people like Sia, Taylor Swift,
definitely
Stevie Nicks, Shania Twain, and Christina Aguilera. But also my vocal coach, who I've been with for many years, Kate Ewing, has really shaped my voice and helped me grow as an artist and go back from classical and to new genres like pop, since I am originally classically trained.
Oh, wow, and it shows, girl, let me tell you. So do you enjoy writing your own music?
Yes, I love to write my own music. I've been songwriting since I was about 6. If you go to my house, there's dozens and dozens of journals of lyrics everywhere. But for me, writing and being able to create music is basically being able to take your experiences and your memories and creating this art and this bond with someone else you may not even know, but you now all of a sudden share this connection or commonality between yourselves because you both have experienced
it.
So that's one of the main reasons that I started writing and continue to is to create those connections. So that's one of my favorite things to do musically.
And do you remember the first song that you wrote?
The first song that I wrote was, I believe it was about my oldest brother, Cameron. And
I have a nephew named Cameron. Let me give a shout out. Cameron Ross, hey! Go ahead, Chloe, I'm sorry.
No worries, you're good. Yeah, it was about my oldest brother, Cameron. And
okay.
He was the only person in our family who had these, like, beautiful, like, blue eyes. And I remember comparing them to, like, to the skies. And I think I wrote a song called
Blue
Skies About Your Eyes. And that was the first song I ever wrote at, like, 6 years old.
Oh, my goodness. That is so sweet, Chloe. So how did you get started?
I have a question, Chloe. How do you feel about being compared to Taylor Swift? How does that make you feel?
Well, I honestly respect and value not only her musicianship, but so much about Taylor Swift, as I'm personally a fan of hers. But just the fact that she's been able to switch genres and go to different styles while still being genuine to herself and to her fan base would make me very honored to be compared slightly to her. So, thank you.
Well, that's great.
That's great. So, Chloe, how did you get started?
I started this journey recording music and really getting in the studio writing stuff. I've obviously been singing for a long time, but I've been in choir for like 13 years. I've sang as a solo artist.
Wow.
For probably 10 of those. So for me, the next step was being able to fully be a solo artist and actually be in the recording booth and actually get input on writing lyrics. And for that, that journey started about a year or so ago when a producer on a show I was working on gave me the contact information of my now manager, and I submitted myself just singing in my house, never thinking I'd hear a single thing. You could hear my dog barking in the background. And I got a call back, and now I've been able to have this amazing experience of going back and forth from L.A. and Vegas and talking with people internationally and just working with a lot of great people on music and growing my craft, which has been a great honor.
Well, yes, and we love your craft. Your audience is growing daily. So, Chloe, who do you listen to?
Oh, that's such a hard question. Who don't I listen to is the better thing. I've grown up around so many different types of music, from classic rock and pop to country. To opera, so I listen to all genres. I try to keep a pretty open mind when it comes to those type of things. So playlist is probably taller than I'll ever be in my life.
Well, that's good. That's good.
That's great.
Yes. So, Chloe, if you weren't singing, what would you be doing? Because I already know that you're a lady of many talents. This young lady is so talented. So what would you be doing if you weren't singing?
Well, thank you very much. I feel
you're
so
welcome.
Flattered. But I don't know. If I wasn't singing, I think I'd probably be pursuing an acting career or even journalism, because I'm currently on a children's news cast called Clubhouse News, which I've been an anchor on for 4.5 years, where I had to write scripts and do teleprompting and do all the journalistic aspects. So that or acting would probably be what I would go for, as I'd still want to keep something in the performing arts. Maybe even writing. I'd become a lyricist or an author, but I'd want to keep it within performing or even behind the scenes of that.
Wow, that's great. And I know you've done some acting. Weren't you recently in a production of Grease?
Oh, yeah. I was in a production of Grease. It's been a few years.
Okay, how was that?
I did a production of that when I was younger, and that was one of my first musical theater experiences, which I wouldn't mind doing either. Broadway's always good. But, yeah, I did that. Too bad I have brown hair. I've been gunning for Sandy all these years, but they weren't going for it. So
I know. I
it was
love
great
Grease.
To be a part of that.
Oh, yes. I used to love it. I saw that movie when I was a little girl like 10 times. The one with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Oh, yes. I love Grease. So,
Grease is just like an ultimate classic, I think. Everybody loves Grease. How could you not?
How could you not? So, Chloe, what can we expect to hear from you in the future?
Well, in the future, I'd say you can expect definitely more music and hopefully just a lot more of me as a person. I just wrapped shooting the video that you're going to hear shortly. My song,
yes.
My Doctor, yesterday we finished the video shoot for that. I've been personally writing more music for upcoming songs, and I'll be working with a composer soon on more slower versions and ballad-type music. But honestly, the closest place you'll probably be seeing me soon is back writing and back in the studio recording, whether it be all the different varying styles, but I can't wait.
Oh, we can't wait either. Now, Chloe, I am so excited. I am the first one to debut the single of Bad Doctor. And let me tell you, I listened to that song over and over yesterday as I was cleaning my house. It is so upbeat. I couldn't get enough of it. So it
Thank
is
you.
Now my
I'm very
pleasure.
Excited.
Oh, you're so welcome. So it is now my pleasure to debut Bad Doctor from your girl, Miss Chloe Brown.
Trying not to call my friends.
Well, all right. Bad doctor. Let me stop. Stick to hosting.
I really like that. That's definitely going to be a part of my playlist. I am looking forward to Chloe coming back and talk to us when she blows up.
Yes, another interview.
Thank
you.
That was great.
So, Chloe, tell me where we can find your music. Tell me where we can find your music.
Oh, you can find my music on both Facebook, Chloe Brown Music, and it's a musician band, and also you could find my songs on YouTube, and that one will be posting soon. We're just editing the music video we did for it, and that should be up in about 7 to 9 days. Or follow me on Instagram, at Chloe Brown Music, and you could keep up with me and keep up with my music, and yeah.
Thanks so much, Chloe, for being here. Enjoy
Thank
the rest
you
of your
for
day, sweetheart.
Me.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Wow.
So can I definitely get the confirmation that you're going to come back and join us once you're in the top 10 charts?
I would be honored to. I'd love to.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chloe. I love you, sweetheart.
Y'all.
Thank you guys so much.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chloe.
Oh, wow. She's great, isn't she, babe?
She's the greatest. I just love her.
Me, too. So now we're to your segment of the show. Trending situations. Well, we're using
the hashtag.
Yes. What's your situation? So it's time for yay or nay. Now, the first question that I have for you, girl, comes from Pauline Jordan from Los Angeles, California. You ready for this, Nay?
Yes, I'm ready. Now, what's Pauline talking about? What's your situation, Pauline?
Okay. Since so many romances start online these days, would you consider hooking up with someone who has poor spelling and grammar? If they have a profile on a dating site full of typos, but they are fine, would it matter to you? Why or why not?
I mean, I don't think that I really would care that this person didn't submit a online dating application in MRS format. I mean, let's be serious. Between typos on your phone and spell check, they could have easily just kind of put something together. Maybe they were nervous, a little apprehensive about dating, and it could just be a mistake. I mean, I notice as I proofread my messages sometimes, my grammar is horrible, my spelling is horrible, I have and or the, or even strange words like bananas in the middle of a message. So I don't really think that would bother me too much, especially if I can see this person is educated and, you know, they hold a good job and so on and so forth. I don't think it would so much bother me. And being fine certainly does not hurt.
So I would say, yay,
I would go for it. Definitely get the yay. Who cares? It's just social media. It's just a profile. And like I said, they could have probably been nervous.
Exactly. You know, get to know them in real life. You know, have an intelligent and intellectual conversation on the phone. You know, life is too short to have someone nitpicking your every word. Now, if you really can't spell, that's a red flag.
Now,
right?
That would be different. That would definitely be different. If I got with someone that couldn't arrange a sentence that's legible or readable, then I would definitely know. I wouldn't date them. But just a few typos here, there, or missing a comma or a punctuation mark or something like that, I don't think that's a big deal. And I think people are taking this whole T-I-R thing just a little too far. You know, like, come on now. We haven't been in grammar school a lot of years, and people make that mistake all the time. And it's a common mistake. Like, let's get over it.
So, Pauline, I guess that's the answer to your question. So is that a yay or is it a nay?
I'll say it's a yay. Go for
it.
They're fine. Find out about the person. And definitely keep us posted, Pauline, as far as what happens with the situation, because I would love to know.
Exactly. Now, my second question is coming from Monique Watson from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, Monique.
702.
Hey, hey. Now, Monique says, this is for men and women. Would you consider dating someone who has no income, no place, no car? Why or why not? I'm going to let you have this one, girl. Go.
Girl, I can't wait to go in on this. Please. And to the O, to the nay, to the heck no.
Okay.
You have no car, no income, no place to live. I don't even think dating should be on your list of things to do at this particular point. You should be looking for a job, an apartment, some government assistance, something. Like, no, nay, negative, no way. What is this person, a bum? I'm confused, Monique. What do you mean he has no job, no income, no place to stay?
I know, but you never know if he's using you or not for a place, right? Come on, ladies, let's keep it real. Some of you guys have boyfriends / roommates, but they just try to keep a roof over their head. Now, let's be clear. Hello.
Well, hey, that's neither here nor there. But I would imagine that you would need some type of income or something going on for yourself before we start dating. Now, maybe if we're already dating and you lose your job or something happens or you fall ill in health or something like that, then okay. But if I'm initially meeting you and you have nothing going on for yourself, that you can't even take care of yourself, you cannot be in a position to be make me happy or even think about dating. I don't even think you should be even thinking about dating at this particular point. This man should be, or woman, I'm sorry, should be thinking about getting their self together, because you cannot be happy in a relationship until you first are settled and happy with yourself. And anyone in that situation is not going to be happy. So I say that's a nay, girl.
Let that go, girl.
No. And come back again.
Yes, and that is part of the grown man starter kit, at least 2 out of 3 of those, right?
Most definitely. At least a car and some transportation. Now, if you're staying with your mother or a cousin or something, okay, you know, we all need a little help sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with staying with family and, you know, building up money to buy a house or to get you in a place, but you have nothing going on for yourself, I don't even think you should even that should be illegal. I think you should just be banned from Facebook and social media and everything else. I would report this person. No.
So that sounds
I would not
like
be going
a nay.
Block, deleted, alter, delete. No, sweetheart, no.
Okay, so Monique Watson from Las Vegas, Nevada, I guess you got your answer. We're going to give that a nay.
Nay.
Okay. Our next trending situation comes from Maria Sanchez from Riverside, California.
Hello, Maria.
Now, her question is, if a man asks you out for dinner on a first date and then takes you to a fast food joint without telling you that is the intended spot, would there be a second date?
Oh, this is a little bit difficult, Maria, because I would say I really wouldn't be too concerned about it, because nowadays fast food restaurants are just as expensive as like 2 for $20 or something like that. So I wouldn't, maybe he wanted to have a little bit more intimate time with you and wanted to avoid all the hustle and the bustle of waiters interrupting and stuff like that. So I really wouldn't to mind, I don't think that would be too much of an issue, like, on the first date, especially if we're doing something else, like, you know, laser tag or something else like that. I don't think that would be a big deal to me.
Right.
So much. Now, we ended up at McDonald's with a Happy Meal or something, then maybe that might be a problem. But, if you know, from what I consider, a lot of fast food restaurants are just as expensive as any other type of restaurant, so I don't think that would be so much a problem, especially if I like the person and we were getting along and it seemed genuine, he seemed genuine. I don't think that would be too much of an issue. I actually went on my first date when I got to my ex-husband, our first date actually was at a fast food restaurant. So I would say that's a yay. Don't judge.
Okay.
Let it go.
That's a yay. Because, well, it's just the first date. You're just, you know, learning each other and getting to know one another. So that's a yay nay.
And then he might be trying to make a quick exit if, you know, it also gives you guys the opportunity to make a quick exit if you're not having a good time. You know, you don't have to wait for Phil. There's
okay.
no awkward moments. If you're unhappy with the situation, you can kind of just scarf down your food and say goodnight. So I think that would be kind of a benefit, especially if you're not enjoying, you know, the company of the person that you're with. It kind of takes away a little bit of the pressure to me.
I would say yay. I give it a yay also. So Maria Sanchez, you get a yay. Now the next person.
Enjoy your Chipotle, Maria.
Okay. Okay, our next trending situation comes from Tracy Smith from Calabasas, California. Now, she wants to know, what is your intake on the KKK? Hold on. Meaning Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney Kardashian. They're refusing to allow Blac Chyna the rights to the Kardashian name, even though her daughter, Dream, has that last name already. Tracy wants to know, what are your views on this situation? Nay or nay, does Blac Chyna have the right to use the Kardashian name?
Well, first of all, I just love how she referred to them as the KKK and her whole outlook. I can kind of see where she's going with this and what she's leading to.
Exactly.
As far them not allowing her or wanting, because they really don't have the authority, especially once her and Rob get married,
exactly.
to say whether she can use the name or not. And in my opinion, do we really care, like, about the Kardashian name? Like, let's be clear. Like, I don't. I personally don't care. They're not the Rockefellers. They're, you know, they're not the Obamas. They're really not important people. They're just kind of media figures. I don't really know what they're known for.
We know what she's known for, but I'd rather not say. This is my first
radio
show.
There's no legitimate talent here, so I don't see how their name could affect anything. I think that, to be honest with you, I think that Blac Chyna is just being funny, period. She is a woman with a vendetta, let's be clear, and she's just already winning, okay? Let's be clear. She has a baby, a gorgeous little girl, Dream Renee. Congratulations, Blac Chyna and Rob.
Oh, congratulations, Rob. Congratulations, Blac Chyna.
Yes, congratulations. What a beautiful child that is. And whether or not she's a Kardashian or a Chyna or whoever, she's a beautiful little girl. And I think they should be focusing more on that than their last name. And if she marries Rob, actually, then she has all rights to use that name.
Exactly.
And let's think about it. We still consider Kylie a Kardashian, and she's not even a Kardashian. So we really don't care about the name. You know, we all know who you are. We all know the situation. And we all really don't care. I mean, I personally don't. I can't speak for everybody else. But I really don't care about whether she's a Kardashian or not. She's affiliated with them, and if that's her husband, she has all rights, especially to use the name. And actually, Kim's not even a Kardashian anymore. She's a West.
Okay, let's keep it real.
Her?
Exactly.
And if it's not a problem, they should settle it the hood way anyway. He got five sisters. Suing this woman or whatever, they should settle it the hood way. You got five sisters. Then one of them should be able to beat her up. I mean, come on now. You suing this woman over her last name? Get out of here. We don't care. I don't care.
And actually, according to TMZ, they had a physical altercation, and everyone's saying that Blac Chyna put paws on Rob.
Well, from what I've seen, Blac Chyna seems like she dominates the relationship anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think one of them needs to take some boxing lessons or, you know, or something, some kung fu lessons or whatever. You know, if you got a little brother, you feel me? You got five sisters. Come on
okay.
now. One of them should be able to handle Black China.
Exactly.
Let's get it together. We really don't care. We already accepted her. I feel like I've already accepted her as being a part of the family.
She has
a beautiful little girl. She's not going anywhere, and they need to just get over it. Just get over it.
Just get over it. So, you would give that a yay or a nay as far as Black China being allowed to use the Kardashian name once her and Rob are married?
I say yay, and I look forward to seeing Miss Black Kardashian personally. I just love the name, and why not? She's basically, you know, the first woman, Black woman inside the family. They need to welcome her with arms. It seems like they welcome all the men. Why do they have a problem with one Black woman?
I know, but they welcome all the Black men now, don't they? Oh, I love how you just proved that point.
Yeah, they don't have a problem with welcoming, you know, the Black men into their family. You know, they should have no problem welcoming Black into their family. They already have, so I look forward to Black Kardashian and the trademark and the names and anything else that comes with it. And like I said, once again, congratulations to Black China and Rob on their beautiful little girl, Dream Renee. And, yeah, I say yay. Definitely.
That's a yay. So there's your answer. Okay. Our next trending situation comes from Michael C. All right, a male listener out of San Diego, California.
Hey, Michael.
He wants to know, do you think that some dating reality shows may encourage some unwanted advances to occur? A lot of them show people kissing and making out, and the ones who do all that on camera and then don't get picked may get upset. If I could just elaborate on this a little bit more, this is what Michael
please
C. Do, really wanted
please
to
because I'm
touch
a little confused
on.
About his question.
Basically, okay, I'm just going to throw it out there. I know it's your boy, so just calm down. He's reaching out to a situation involving the game, which brings up how an Illinois judge ordered the game to cough up $7 million after losing a sexual assault lawsuit filed against him by Priscilla Rainey, who was on the reality show She Got Game. So what do you think about that?
Okay, I remember this show. I watched this show. Yes, that is my boy, yes.
Okay.
I love him. Shout out to the game.
Shout out to the game. So do you think that the producers of the show, that they do push a relationship and some type of touching and bonding is going on? Because I've seen these reality shows, and not just She Got Game. I mean, there's a lot of physical contact going on. So where does the sexual assault come in at?
I don't think any of that was unwarranted. I believe that these women were into him. They all wanted to win. I think it ends up turning into more of really wanting a relationship with this person, into more of winning a competition. So when you want to win a competition, you go hard in the paint. And going hard in the paint includes a lot of, you know, sexual contact, touching,
exactly.
feeling. You know, you're getting to know someone, and you're in a lot of situations where alcohol is involved. They're put into romantic situations purposely. I think that we have a case here of a sore loser, okay? That's what it is. She lost.
Mm-hmm.
The competition to Rebecca, let's be clear, beautiful Jamaican woman, I believe. She was from Jamaica, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think she
was.
I watched this show. And as a matter of fact, I also read an article where Game is talking about the verdict and losing the lawsuit. And he actually, let's be clear, he actually lost the lawsuit by default, because he didn't respond to the paperwork.
Exactly.
So really, that's the reason why she won. Let's just clarify. I want to clarify that. I know you're going to say, oh, that's my boy, and I'm going to take up for him. And yes, he is, you know, and I actually read up a little bit about this. And
okay.
on the Vibe article, he is quoted
in saying that, ranting and calling her a transvestite and a Jesse bitch, I will never see $10 million or anything close to that. So I think we just have a case of a sore loser here, and she's looking on any type of come up. You know, maybe that was her intention from even going on to the show. I don't think that with all of those beautiful women that he advanced himself onto any of them. I personally remember, I guess the altercation actually happened off of camera. But
yes.
If I remember on camera, all of them were all over him, you know, and they all wanted to win, and they were all behaving like they wanted to be in a relationship with them. And I just don't see that any unwarranted touchy-feely from Jaycion would be worth $10 million. I'd give him 10. Well, you know, we won't go there. But, yeah, no, I don't think so. I think we just got a case of a sore loser here.
Exactly. And like you said, in his defense, he didn't even show up because he was having, like, dental issues or something like that. So I know that he hasn't paid a dime. He shouldn't have to pay a dime. Oh, it's just a bad, 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 bad situation.
Actually, now, I believe, according to the article, he said he put that on his favorite auntie's poodle that she won't see a dime. So I don't know how other people feel about their poodles, but I'm pretty sure he's pretty serious that she won't see a dime. It's pretty hard to collect on things like that. And if she's just looking for a little 15 minutes of fame, it's just trashy to do it in this way because I don't respect it. Like, you just lost. Simple as that. Move on with your life. And I don't see any situation that he pushed himself onto her or anything like that. That's just outrageous.
Outrageous.
Sore loser.
So, Michael C. from San Diego, California, I hope that did give you some clarity.
I hope so. We really all enjoy the reality shows, and I think the loved ones are kind of more interesting because it's like we all kind of feel a certain type of way, and we always want to see love win. So, I don't know. Even in normal dating, we all kind of, when we're dating, we kiss, we fondle, we're grown. I mean, let's be clear. It's not that serious. And if you choose to have sex and don't get chosen, you're bad. It's just like regular dating. I mean, if you have a one-night stand, do you really expect that you're going to make it home to go meet mom? No. Come on now. Let's be clear. We all know the deal. Come on. Grow up.
Oh, we all know that situation.
Right?
Right. Well, actually,
stick to the script.
I might have time for one more question because this one is kind of long, and this one is coming from Felicia from Riverside, California again. Now, it says, Dear Nay, I'm in kind of a rut. This guy at my old job asked me to hang out several months ago. We hung out a lot, but I kind of misread the signs of him wanting just a physical relationship and assumed he wanted something more. Anyway, we eventually agreed on a friends with benefits type thing. Once I got relocated, we went from texting every day to weekly texts to monthly. And I always get the feeling that he tries to reinforce the fact that we are nothing more than friends with benefits. I'm okay with that, I think. He kind of says he does think like the normal F-boy would say and do such as not adding me on Facebook, eating before we meet up, or canceling at the last minute, hinting that he wants me to leave after we're done. I don't know if that's the norm. My friends say that I should leave him alone, but I like the sex we have together. I always feel that I may like him more, though. However, I cannot imagine us as a couple. I try to play it cool with him to make him think that I don't want more. I know that I want more from him exactly, and he doesn't treat me any good at all. So what should I do? Should I just keep on having friends with benefits or leave him alone, period? Remind you, my heart's involved. Did you get all that,
Felicia, name? Girl. Felicia. First of all, I don't think you know what you want. In one minute you're saying you're content with the situation, and then you're not content with the situation. I think that you do want more, but you're afraid to admit it because you know that he doesn't want more. So, therefore, if you're happy with just having sex with this gentleman, for lack of a better word, I would prefer the other word that you use. I think it goes better. But, I mean, no. Like, no, you're not going to be content. You're not going to be happy. You're always going to want more. And he's made it perfectly clear to you that he doesn't want more. So you're dragging out a relationship with him, and you're not leaving an opening for something real to happen. So I say no, leave him in the dust, and if you occasionally want to have sex with him when you feel like it or when you need it, then okay, but cut your feelings off, let him go, move on, and if he's serious about you, he'll come back. Or leave him in the dust. Leave him in your dust, girl. No, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Exactly. So tell him bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Let him say bye, Felicia, to you, because he doesn't deserve you, and you want more, and you know you do, and you need to stop playing with yourself because your heart is involved, and you're only setting yourself up for failure. Leave him alone. Bye, Felicia. Tell him bye.
Bye. Thanks, Felicia. So we're going to give
Thank
that
you so
situation.
Much, Felicia. That was very heartwarming. She was really real. I appreciate those type of questions. That's what I
so
want to see. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear the real deal. What's the situation? What's your situation? Tune in with us on BBS Radio. What's your situation?
Exactly. Oh, I have a comment for Felicia. Okay, Miss Felicia, Mrs. Coleman says, he eats before he sees you because he doesn't want to have to spend any time with you other than sex. And once he's done, he wants you gone immediately. Sweetie, it's so sad that you're allowing someone to treat you this way. He has killed your self-esteem, and you're only going to feel worse about yourself the longer you allow yourself to be used by him. Wow, that was some great advice.
Yes.
Thank you so
I
much.
I agree.
Oh, wow. I just got another comment from Sandy Cox. She says, you can't expect any respect when you don't show any for self. Some men don't even have to mistreat a woman because some females just volunteer to lay down to be walked on. You give the cookie away with no expectations. So you get exactly what you should expect. Drop them and then pull them up. Shaking my head. Wow. I never looked at it like that. Wow.
But we all agree. We all agree, Felicia. We all agree.
Yes.
And we know it's harder. It's easier said than done. And we know it's a hard thing to do when you're in love and you care about someone. But ultimately, you have to care about yourself more. And you have to do the right thing for you. So good luck with that, Felicia. I hope everything works out for you, and I believe that you'll find someone that deserves you and treats you good.
Okay. I think we might have the questions are just pouring in. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. This is coming in from Teresa. She wants to stay anonymous. I'm sorry, Teresa. I didn't say your last name, though. She says, well, first, I'm a 20-year-old female. I've been messing around with a guy for 2 years. He's 19. We are not in a relationship. I've always been there for him, especially financially. I am now realizing that he doesn't care about me or love. He is only using me because I am beneficial to him. Not to mention that I am the other woman. I know dealing with him is wrong, and I should have walked away when I found out about his girlfriend. If I wrote our entire story, it would take a book to do it. I would just like some advice or tips or how to completely let go and move on. Can you give
first
her a tip,
all,
please?
First of all, so you're the side chick and the sugar bummer. Cut him off financially. Cut him off financially. First of all, and more than likely, he's going to leave on his own. Because if he's using you for money, he's not going to stick around.
Say that one more time.
I'm saying she needs to cut him off. Cut him off financially. Why are you giving this man money?
Did you say
he
was
a woman?
A trick and a sugar mama.
His relationship with her. Cut him off, girl. Cut him off all the way financially. And then more than likely he'll start distancing himself from you anyways. If he's really truly using you financially, he'll start distancing himself and you'll start seeing his true colors. And then who's really, you don't want to be a side chick and a sugar mama, do you?
Okay.
I mean, that's just too much for me. I mean, I can understand maybe possibly being a side chick because there's a lot of benefits that come with that. But
what benefits ever come with being a side chick? I'm sorry.
I mean, a lot of women, Noelle, let's be clear, a lot of women enjoy being a side chick because they don't want the responsibility of being a main chick, but they want a continuous boyfriend. I know how you are, but let's be clear, a lot of women actually enjoy being a side chick. If they didn't, there wouldn't be so many of them. Me personally, I don't agree with that, but there's a lot of women that actually enjoy being side chicks.
Right, because until a piece of a man is better than no man at all. And I hate that saying, but I'm starting to realize that it's really true.
For a lot of women, it is. And then a lot of women don't want the responsibility of being in a relationship. They only want the benefits. And usually the benefits of being a side chick is gifts and money and things like that. But this woman is playing a completely different opposite role. Not only is she being a side chick and not getting the type of attention of a main girlfriend, but she's also financially supporting this man and his other girlfriend, because you got to remember, if you're helping him, you're helping her.
Exactly.
So
well said.
He's taking your money, and just think about that. He's taking your money and taking her on trips and buying her gifts and paying her rent and doing stuff like that. And really, do you really want to do that? I personally wouldn't do it. That's out. Like,
that's
a no-go. No, I say no. First of all, you need to cut him off financially. I would say that first. And then if you still want to deal with him, that's on you. I wouldn't do it, but reevaluate your situation from there. But I don't believe in women giving men money. No, that's out.
Let it go. Well, I just want to give Dennis Turner his comment. He says, just tell him no. When you start telling him no, and this is from a man's perspective, he will go ghost. You need to get a book on self-esteem. Take it one step at a time. Once you move this toxic person out of your life, you will be surprised how easily someone will come into your life. Good luck. Oh, what great advice.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I agree with him. It's basically what I said. Cut him off.
Cut him off. All righty. Oh, my God. We did it, Nay. Our first radio show. And thanks, listeners, so much for tuning in to Current Situations with Noelle Jones with my beautiful, outspoken co-host, Renee Reeves. Give it up.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody for listening. This was great. I've had so much fun.
I had so much fun, too. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. Peace, love, and happiness. And what's your situation? My name is Noelle Jones. I'm the host of BBS Radio. If you want, you can get my poetry book, Poetic Situation, www.poeticsituation.com. Once again, listeners, thanks for tuning in.